The various more advanced spiritual states are so incredibly rewarding that whatever effort it took to reach them was more than repaid. To live in a state of gladness, to live in a state of gratitude, to live in a state in which you feel a compassion and a love for everyone is its own reward. So you hear the sign that virtue is its own reward. That's really what it means, is as your consciousness level advances, your degree of happiness increases. In fact, it relates level of consciousness with percentage of happiness. And the two of them are absolutely and directly related. The higher the level of consciousness, the higher the rate of happiness. The higher the rate of happiness, the less you need from the world or want from the world. And finally, you reach a state of relative independence of the world. Operationally speaking, of course, you still need a building, you need a kitchen, etc. But I'm talking about worldliness. Worldliness no longer has any appeal because worldliness would be projecting out there that which you think is going to make you happy. Well, if you're not happy with what you are already, you're not going to be happier with more because you don't know how to derive happiness from what you have. I can remember being happy living all by myself with a six-pack of soda and a piece of cheese and nobody else in the whole house, and I was perfectly content. I mean, what more do you need? I had a cot. I bought the cot in the dime store. And I had a box I turned upside down as a bedside stand and a candle. So when it got dark, you could light the candle. And that was it. Didn't have a TV, didn't have radio, didn't have anything. I lived in a very incredible state. Well, it was also satisfying to be of value to others, so I don't want to put that down. Being a physician was always very gratifying. To be helpful to others, I've always esteemed that. I'm the same way with animals. If you can help an animal that is sick or in pain and help it to get well, that brings me probably more joy and happiness than anything. To get that which is sick or grieving or unhappy or in pain relieved of their suffering, to me that's one of the greatest. It still is. I've got one kitty right now that's periodically ill, and when I see the kitty's feeling better and functioning better, I feel delight and happiness. So, you know what I mean? And I have a newly acquired dog, and when I can see this dog is very, very happy, thinks he's in doggy heaven. So it makes you happy to see your doggy is happy, see? So your joy is really to bring joy to others. So I don't like to say anything in these talks that we've been doing now and recording that might bring unhappiness to others. On the other hand, there could be a temporary dismay that perhaps going in a certain direction is not going to bring a great improvement in your life or the life of others. And so there may be a self-examination, am I truly going in the right direction? And is a higher level of consciousness something I actually really want? Or is it just trendy? You know, everybody's into being spiritual nowadays. So is it just trendy, you know, yeah, oh, I'm spiritual, you know? So, yeah, it is a trendy thing amongst a certain set of society, too. That's the trendiest thing, you know? Even Hollywood, there's some stars. They're into some trendy offshoot of some religion somewhere. You into foo-fooism or something, you know? Everybody's into foo-fooism, so that the latest hip-hop thing is, you know, we're into foo-fooism and join the foo-foo league, so... Yeah, don't fall for foo-fooism. But the basic naivete, you know, you see the heart behind it. The naivete of the person, and they don't realize that they're just carried away by their own adolescent enthusiasm, that foo-fooism is not going to be the ultimate answer to mankind's problems.